to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us right now, David Drucker, Washington Examiner, senior congressional correspondent for The Examiner. And David, when you talk about some of the things that makes voters uneasy right now in America, you're talking about the threat of radical Islamic terrorism, and you're talking about the racial divide, specifically focused on law enforcement. Rudy Giuliani is sort of the perfect Hollywood casting model person to talk about both those issues. What do you think of his performance last night?
Look, I think he did a really good job, and I think one of the reasons he did a good job is because he was on message. He was exactly where Trump wanted him to be. And part of the job of a convention is not just giving a rousing speech. It's not just grabbing attention on TV. It's delivering the candidate's message the way the candidate wants to, because that kind of consistency is the only way you drive a message. And so, in that regard, I think Giuliani did a very good job. He's a great speaker in any event on these issues, but that's where I think he was valuable last night.
And one other point on this, and I want you to listen to this moment, because I think this speaks directly to independent voters, voters who are on the fence, and I think Rudy Giuliani is very appealing to them because he's never really seen as a partisan and hard right kind of Republican, which turns some independent voters off. Listen to this moment.
Who would trust Hillary Clinton to protect them? I wouldn't. Would you?
Now, I think
Donald
this
Trump
is
will change all
this
of
is
that.
A powerful moment as well, David Drucker, because it turns Hillary Clinton's message upside down. Hillary's message is Donald Trump is dangerous. You can't trust Donald Trump. He won't keep you safe in these trying times. He flipped it 180 on Hillary, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And, this is going to be, I think, one of the deciding factors of this campaign is at the end of the day, voters, not the partisans, but, soft partisans and swing voters, I think have shown that they have ample reason. They have shown that they don't trust either candidate. And there are different reasons for not trusting either candidate. But at some point, somebody's going to win that battle and they're going to say, well, I don't trust this one, but. And so this is the battle here, how to get to, I don't trust this one, but.
Well, our guest is David Drucker with the Washington Examiner. David, one of the things that happened yesterday that got a lot of attention was a floor fight. It was a little kerfuffle in the afternoon that left Ken Cuccinelli, former attorney general from the Commonwealth of Virginia, actually so angry that he threw his credentials down on the ground. Give us the whole background on that and how it ended.
Well, look, how can I make a long story really short? There were a group of delegates and, probably a couple hundred of them, which is not nothing, that had different reasons for opposing the rules package that is governing Trump's nomination on the floor. Every 4 years, of course, there's a rules package that governs the nomination of the candidate. And some of them were anti-Trump delegates, but some of them had no problem with Trump and had other rules changes they wanted. And when the RNC, in concert with the Trump campaign, and it's their convention, voice voted some rules votes and twisted arms and lobbied delegates on the floor to go their way, people weren't happy. And so you had a big shouting match between the two. It's something we haven't seen in a long time. I think, at the end of the day, nothing was going to derail the rules package. I think what was significant was that we saw this kind of sort of dissension on the floor. It's just not something we don't usually see. And it's part of where the Republican Party is right now.
And maybe if we can pull up Cup 13, Mike McKay, we get a little sense of just how angry it was yesterday on the floor as the delegates got, pretty heated and were yelling at the top of their lungs. Take a listen.
The question is on adoption of the resolution. All those in favor say aye. All those suppose no. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it.
Oh,
and the resolution
man.
Is agreed to.
Come on.
Yeah, the motion to reconsider.
But there was never really a chance that this was going to prevail, right?
No, and that's why I've been saying for, you know, I've been in Cleveland since last week covering the rules and the platform. The platform, you know, was fine. Nobody was fighting over that. But the rules package, again, it wasn't that the insurgency was ever going to succeed. It was that it existed in the numbers and sort of stubbornness that it existed.
Well,
so, you know, I think with these things, better to play offense and apologize after than take something for granted and find yourself on defense with nowhere to go.
I got to keep it real here, though. That was not a good moment when the chair goes up there and says, in the opinion of the chair. Because I'm sorry, I remember vividly in Charlotte 4 years ago when the Democrats were passing a package and part of their platform had language in there supporting Israel. And there were a whole lot of Democrats at that convention who didn't like the language that supported Israel. And do you remember this, David Drucker? Mayor Villaraigosa of L.A.,
of course,
three times. He didn't know what to do. And finally he said the ayes have it. Guess what? The ayes didn't have it in Charlotte.
Right. Look, I mean, you're not going to get any disagreement from me. You know, all I'll say is he who controls the gavel makes the rules. And this is how things are done. And you know, unless we're going to deal with a contested convention where nobody's in control and it's up to people to try and win it, there's no way that the Trump campaign and the RNC leadership was going to take a chance of having a roll call vote.
But what's the point of having these rules?
TV.
What's the point of having these rules if they're just going to say it doesn't matter, we've got the gavel, so rules be damned?
I am not arguing with you. I'm just saying the way things are done.
All right, well, we're going to leave it right there.
I hear you.
All right, David, thank you very much for joining us. David Drucker with the Washington Examiner.
Yeah, follow David on Twitter and read what he's writing here from Cleveland because it's great, great stuff.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.